Welcome to Start to Finish Motherhood, a podcast for those thinking or already single mothers by choice, just looking for practical advice for navigating life's relationships. When you decide to have children on your own, it doesn't mean that you're completely alone. I'm Aisha Jenkins, and I'm partnering with you every step of your journey. So hi, everybody. At the end of season three, I had an episode about planning an epic family trip, and I promised to share more details about that trip in season four. So here we are. I've sprinkled maybe 3 to 4 Sri Lanka episodes into this season, and most align with the tips for theme of season four. I hope you enjoy the episodes, and please forgive the slight change in format. My goal was to thoughtfully capture our trip from the planning to being on the trip to coming back home from the trip. I also wanted to say a warm thank you to my friend and to his family for helping to plan the trip. And the entire Sri Lanka series for this season is broken into 3 or 4 parts, as I said, planning. I have excerpts from the trip, and then my children make an appearance. And then there's a debrief that I do with a good friend upon our return from the trip. So I hope you enjoy this peek into the planning process. And this is the first of the episodes. So let me take a step back. The Sri Lanka trip came about pretty quickly. As I said, I left a job and I found myself from like May to June trying to plan out our summer. And I was hesitant about making such a big commitment, but I threw caution to the wind. And since it came around pretty quickly, it took a lot of intense planning. I had made the decision at the end of May and we left in July. And it was amorphous in the beginning, and then it started to get more and more concrete. I knew I wanted to take the children away. And I had my mind set on taking them to Bali in Indonesia. But then speaking to my good friend, he had mentioned, since I'd been to Bali before the kids were born, he'd said, if I liked Bali, I would love the beaches in his home country of Sri Lanka. At first, it bewildered me. I was overwhelmed with the possibility of a long flight and moving from place to place. And then he said that, hey, I'll meet you there. And just like that, we were planning for Sri Lanka, because who's going to turn down support on the other end of a long trip? So I was all for it. And then once I nailed down where we were going and when we wanted to leave, we really began to do the serious planning of booking flights and booking hotels. And all told, it was a 24-day trip, and it really felt like a whole village affair. It was his family, his friends who were helping us to coordinate and really plan around myself and the kids. So it was just a wonderful thing. And I think it's really indicative of the Southeast Asian culture. I think they live the motto that it takes a village, where neighbors care for one another and the community works to make sure everyone is okay. And so it was really nice to feel supported in that way. And it was really nice to feel welcomed into his country. I did not feel uncomfortable to the points that I felt overwhelmed. It was just with the length of car rides and then dealing with motion sickness and just worrying about if the kids were okay and how they were doing with the travel. But all in all, it was an amazing trip, and so much so that I am considering taking another long trip this year in 2025. And so let's get into it. So hi, everybody. I'm here with Priyamal. We are good friends from 2006, I think we met. And thanks to the richness and advances in technology, we've been able to maintain a friendship over the past, how many years? And so it's a long time. You switched jobs. I've stayed at one job. Now I've switched jobs. I've had babies in between. Just so much has happened, and still maintain friends, and my kids know you. You've met the girls. So let's go in and I will have you introduce yourself, and then we'll just jump into our trip planning. So introduce yourself, whatever you want to share, how we know each other, and then we can go from there.
Okay. So I'm Priyamal. Hi, everyone. We met in Qatar I remember you came for a training. I was the coordinator, maybe. I was making sure that everything was okay for you so that you do the training and then no hiccups. And I think we kept in touch. You had a Subaru Legacy that you were driving, and I was driving the same car at the time. I remember that conversation. You said, oh, this car looks very familiar. I said, it's a Subaru Legacy. So you had the same car. And then you got the best reviews from the training center. They said she's the best trainer who came. So I told you that as well. And then we did go on a desert safari, I believe. I think you did a camel ride.
I did a camel ride. I did the Islamic Heritage Museum. I think the Pearl that was near the distributor, right? So I was on the Corniche. Oh, and there's the Pearl. Then we went to the big mall and saw all the rich folks.
Yeah. Okay. And you never came back afterwards, though. A lot has changed.
I came twice, right? I came in 2007, and then I came back to teach Python in 2008, I think.
That's the time we went on the safari.
One of those times. And then yeah. Akilesh proposed. Joking.
Wait, I didn't know about this.
Just joking, maybe.
Okay, that's news. So that's how we met. And then we kept in touch. I came to see you. I met you in USA before you had Noelle.
It was like 2015, 2016, because I, depending on which apartment I was in. So she was after a year old. So I think she was about 18 months where y'all were playing Scrabble.
18 months.
Yeah.
I think wasn't she older than that? 18 months? Okay, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. She was almost two. She was almost two, going on two.
Yeah. And then I came another time when she was older and Cece was just born.
Yes, the Terra.
Oh, yeah, that was...
There you go. Don't worry about it. Go on, because Cece, to my listeners, Cece hated the car seat. And so I thought my maternity leave was going to be a breeze because Noelle loved the car. I loved driving the car. She slept in the car. She was a good car baby. Camille, not a good car baby. She hated the car seat. I felt like she was dying every time we got in the car. So I had to get in the car, twice a day, there and back. And oh my gosh, people would be like worried about the screaming child in the back. I was like, don't worry about it. I'm looking all frazzled. So anyway, when Priyamon came down, he was just like, Don't worry about it. You can leave her with me. I left him with the bottle. And I was just like, I'll be right back. I'm going to pick up Noelle. Then I get a frantic call because
she wouldn't stop crying. I was like, okay, they're supposed to give. I forgot all the instructions that you gave because she started crying. And then you just said, okay, calm down. Give her the milk. She'll be fine. And by the time you came, she was already sleeping. Yeah. So that was an experience.
But I remember I had the best home cooked meal. I think you made chicken and you made either lentils or a curry lentil. And for a person who's always the one cooking and thinking of food. And then I had the baby on top of it and I was hosting. I was just like, oh my gosh, this was the best. You were like, sit down. Where's this? Where's that? And you ran to the H Mart and we got all the ingredients and it was just the best meal. I didn't have to lift the fingers. Thank you.
That wasn't my best cooking, though. That wasn't my best cooking. But yeah, it's okay.
Okay. All right. So now with that foundation laid, was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's about it.
Okay. All right. So now one of the things I love about traveling is I like to do touristy stuff and I like to do native things that the local people do. And I was going back to Bali for the third time because I was going to take the girls and... Hold on. I cleaned up the house. I organized things and the kids will just go and dismantle everything. And so I have them sequestered. Noelle's room is clean. God. And then the living room is in order, but they're like playing pillow forts. And I'm just like, we're leaving tomorrow. But tomorrow is literally like 36 hours away that we're leaving. So what are they going to do but play? But I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're driving me crazy because I then have to go back through and straighten up again. Anyway, so I was going back to Bali for the third time because the kids were excited. Can you hear her?
No, I cannot. Oh,
okay, good. She's very sensitive. So when I yell at her, she cries. And I'm just like,
Cece?
Off the TV. Yes. Very sensitive. Anyway, so anyway, you convinced me that if I like Indonesia, Bali, then just come to Sri Lanka. So I was just, okay, I'm just up for the trip and any trip that has a local person. And then I feel like you've come to the US enough times that we should go to the place that you love and go visit Sri Lanka. And so finally your house is built. So I get to see the house too, as well, at least drive by. And that is how we got to Sri Lanka. And I'm excited. The girls are excited. Now the planning for this has been...
Yeah. That's not been great.
It's been fine.
Okay, so the planning, I think where we went wrong was the...
Well, okay, so we didn't go wrong. The trip has yet to happen. So we don't know if we got it right or if we got it wrong. But maybe what we would do differently next time. But we wouldn't know. First time there.
Not as the trip, but the expenses. We were planning to get a better rate on the way back, but then we ended up having to book a little bit.
It's fine, but literally, I gave us two months to plan, right? So. Yeah.
All right. So coming back to the planning, what do you want me to take? You want me to take you through what you're going to do in Sri Lanka?
No, just let's talk through, because I think that there were multiple people who were helping with the planning, right? So on your end, which, you know, I thoroughly appreciate, because I was just like, we're going to get the best rates. And so from your end, how many people were helping with the planning? How many people do we have to thank?
So my friend Diane, who got us the rate, better rates for the hotels. So he's working for a travel agency here. So he was able to get us better rates. And then my sister-in-law's cousin, who's going to be our guide, so he gave us a better rate as well. Who else? I got some help about the visa process again from Diane. I think Diane was mostly the guy who had to deal with me constantly requesting stuff from. Yeah, it was mostly Diane. I think we had to thank him.
Hold on. Okay, so there's a few people we will have to thank. We'll have to thank, yes, your friend Diane, your sister, your Diane, your sister-in-law, who gave us the first view of an itinerary for kids, because that first list gave me like, okay, wow, this is a lot, but it gave us an idea.
That was my sister-in-law's.
So it's a whole family affair. And then let's see. So we did all of that, the changing around. You have to let me know what the excursions cost, because I feel like it, I need to budget for that as well. The train ride. So you just need to let me know. And then if I need to bring cash, then I will run to the bank tomorrow. So it was a family affair on your end. On my end, it was just lots of giving directions and nodding my head and running to the bank and waiting for Amazon deliveries. Okay, so now some people are like, in terms of traveling internationally, they're like, I want a direct flight. I want to get there. And for me, I know how I travel. I like to travel with a bit of a layover just in case I have a horrible seatmate or if I need to lay down. Like, I have terrible allergies, and so they will do whatever they do. So I might need a break. And so for me, I've tended to like longer layovers because I also don't like to rush, especially if it's on my time. And some airports have really nice lounges, and some airports in and of themselves are an experience. And so I learned from years of traveling as a solo person what I need. And so I knew that, okay, we do have a small connection going to Sri Lanka, and that's going to be fine. The kids will be excited about the trip, the two planes, the different staff people, just the whole experience is going to be great for them. On the way back, we were planning the trip. You were like, that layover is too long. And I was just like, no.
I would have never taken such a long layover. But then your point, I've never thought about that way, in that way. So I would just prefer to just get to where I'm going as fast as possible without any hassle, because I sleep on the aircraft.
See?
So I would never have thought about a break in between.
Yeah, those kids will be, they're going to be excited. They are going to be hard to get to sleep. They were asking me if they're going to have beds. And I have traveled. My kids have not traveled internationally. So this is going to be their first trip. But have you traveled with your niece and kids in your family?
No, I have not. So that's why I never thought about it the way you're looking at it right now. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And then kids need to run around. So they can't always run around on the plane, even though they'll be walking around, but they need to run and get the energy out. But then also, like I said, some of the airports are really nice and that they have hotels. They have like all the way from cubby holes where you can sleep to like hotels that are attached. And so I know when I was coming back from Bali one time, the last day of this trip was horrible. I was like, I'm not showering. I'm not doing anything. Just get me on that plane. Get me to Singapore, because I knew the Singapore airport is a whole experience. And so I knew I would get a hot shower. I knew I would get to lay down. I knew that I could walk around and have good food. And so hedging my bets that we're going to feel at some point on the return trip exhausted, I was like, okay, let's do the longer layover since we'll have one, and let's get a hotel and let's just do a quick popover to visit a friend. And so we're going to do that.
That's nice. Something new for me to think about. And it turns out to be, sometimes it turns out to be cheaper as well.
Yeah, it ended up being cheaper this time around because we could not find anything that was less than like thousands of dollars. Okay. All right, so let's talk about the visit itself, because I think our plan had changed from the beginning to where we are now, because you were like, get into Colombo, go see the city life, go have some food. It's amazing food. And I'm like, I'm traveling with kids.
Yeah. So you're just going to relax in Colombo for some time and then maybe do a little bit of city life. And maybe you'll see, you do have stuff to do in Colombo. There are good places to eat. Mm-hmm. Especially there's a place called Ministry of Crab, if you like crab. Mm-hmm. That could be something I'll suggest to my sister-in-law if you guys like crabs.
Yeah, I do. I like crab legs. Do they have the mallet and stuff? Is it an experience that...
Yeah, it's a whole experience. They bring it in a bucket and then you just keep eating crabs.
Does your niece like it?
I'm sure she would. I'm not sure if she likes crab. Maybe.
I might be up for it.
Yeah, let me see if I can set that up. If not, any place that you can go to, any Sri Lankan seafood restaurant is going to be
good. I'm so excited. Yeah, that was one of my memories from Bali, was eating seafood on the beach. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So my only thing, all right, is that I don't eat pork. So wherever I go, I'm just like, okay. And I don't eat bugs. We don't eat bugs. So don't bring us any crickets on a stick. No deep fried termites. No, thank you. And I know when I went to Africa, we had ostrich, sashimi, none of that. So yes, fish. And then I know y'all do a lot of curries, right? And lentils and stuff. So that's going to be interesting.
We do a lot of curries, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. One kid eats spices, one does not. But you told me to pack Pepto. I'm going to do Pepto and then Pepto-Bismol for tummy aches.
That was for the motion sickness?
No, that's just for tummy aches if they get Bali belly.
Also, you have to pack something for motion sickness because the...
I do.
Yeah, so they're not straight roads. They're all twisty and turvy, curvy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have some of that. Okay, so that's going to be getting into the city. And then we have this whole plan. So I had to remind you that kids just like to bounce around and do stuff. So I think we have a nice balance of stuff for adults, stuff for kids, some relaxing rides. And so that should be good. And then a quick thing, can we drink the water? Or you said that they have bottled water. I have little water bottles with a filter in it. Is that okay? You think?
Yeah. And we do drink tap water. It is good enough to drink. Nowadays, people use a filter. So maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, there's enough bottled water to go around. So you could just get anything from the hotel.
Okay. All right, cool. And then the hotels that we are set up in are going to be sweet. I can't wait to have pictures. The kids are excited. Let's see. What else? Okay. Currency. And what's the conversion rate?
Sri Lankan rupees, the conversion rate. Let me see. So one USD is 302. Sri Lankan rupees right now.
Okay. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's good for you.
Okay. I asked you this, but does Sri Lanka have a thing with like old US currency money, like paper money?
Well, I couldn't get that information. I'll get that for you. I'm not sure though, but you don't have to use cash as much, maybe for tips and stuff. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, you will be able to pay by card.
Okay. And then tipping is just is it the 10%, 18%?
No, we don't have a set percentage. If you don't like something, You don't have to tip them. If you like their service, you can tip as much as you want or as little as you want. Okay. So some people expect it, but they're not going to be rude just because you don't give it to them.
All right. And so then maybe when I get in, I should get some smaller currency.
You could probably get some Sri Lankan rupees.
Okay. Okay. And then, so if I get Sri Lankan rupees, then what's the, if service is good, like how many rupees should I tip?
It's a good question. I think that's a tough question. I actually don't have an answer for that. But I'm guessing if I compare the tip that I would give in Qatar, where I'm residing right now, 5 riyals, which is like a decent tip, it's about 400 rupees. So it's like almost $1. So what's a good tip or in US, for example, for a normal meal?
In US, for me, I would say if it was just okay. So I'm a 15% tipper if it's just because I'm still a mom on a single income. So 15%.
So you go by a percentage, but then as an amount.
So if I had a meal that was $100, 15% would be like, what, $15? Hang on. Yes. Make sure I did that math correctly. Yes, I would do. But I want you to tell me what is. Oh, she was a nice Black person. Because we represented for the culture.
So if you're okay with giving. So if you want to hear that comment.
Okay. No, I'm okay not hearing that comment. I just don't want to be like, this Black person is cheap or this American is cheap. She's cheap for an American. Those kids made a mess. So I just want a good tip.
So I think anything in and around $5 is already good enough, is what I'm getting.
5 rupees or 5 American dollars?
5 USD. 5 USD comes up to a really good tip. I'm guessing an average one would be like 800 rupees. That's about $2.
Okay.
So anything above 2 is considered a good tip, I would think.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so I'm curious. I know that there are a lot of brown Sri Lankans. Are there like a lot of Black people in Sri Lanka?
You mean, when you say Black, you do mean African Black?
Across the diaspora, right? Because we, as Black people, we don't slice and dice and be like, that's a Black person from Sierra Leone. That's a Black person from the U.S. I see Black people like me.
You won't see Black people like you because your ethnicity is African. Your hair is unique. You won't get that. We will have really dark-skinned Sri Lankans, but we will still have the same Asian kind of...
Will people want to touch my hair or the girl's hair? People won't touch us.
Enough tourists. They don't really do that. We're not deterred by tourists. We've seen they're very hospitable. So they won't have you.
We won't be late. And then Noelle asked me, I know I read that the tourist industry speaks English a lot. Yeah. So will we encounter? So I told her, like in the city and in the tourist areas, we're going to not have a problem with English. But you said as we go inland, we might find people who don't speak English.
Not in the hotels. If you're going with a guide, so you won't have an issue anyway. When you go inland, yes, if you want to get directions from someone, maybe the English is not that great, but they'll be able to converse to a certain extent. But we have not planned a trip for you to go to a non-touristic area. Okay. So most likely you'll be in the touristic areas. So that means almost everybody that you meet along the way would speak some English.
Now I'm curious about these non-touristy areas. We'll talk.
So non-touristy areas are like, I'm talking about really green. You're next to a lake, not like a really village type of experience where the people are still quite basic, but maybe the kids won't enjoy it because the facilities might not be there.
So we don't have to do it. I'm just curious, right? Because we're quick in and we're quick out. So we're trying to hit a lot of places. So I know we won't go.
That's where you'll meet the authentic Sri Lankan people, like the real Sri Lankans who are just like naturally hospitable to anyone, any outsider, just who they are. So you won't meet those people as much.
Okay. So what are some key phrases I can teach the kids? Please, thank you, bathroom, help, water.
So help. That's interesting. Help. That's a tough one to learn. I think you could say stuti means thank you in Sinhalese. Stuti.
Okay, the language is Sinhalese.
The language is Sinhalese. You will see people, you will meet people who speak Tamil as well. We have two main languages in Sri Lanka, so Sinhalese and Tamil. Okay. Tamil is spoken in India as well. So, but everybody you meet, I'm guessing, are going to be Sinhalese. So in Sinhalese, we want to say thank you very much. It's like Bahoma Stuti.
Bahoma Stuti?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Bahoma. Say the first, is it a B or?
Yeah, it's a B.
Bahoma. Bahoma Stuti.
Stuti, yes.
Bahoma Tuti or Stu?
It's an E.
Bahoma Stuti.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You don't have to pronounce the E as much. Try to just not pronounce the E as much. So, Stuti.
The E is silent.
E is silent, yeah. E.
Okay. All right. And that is...
And when you greet someone, you can say, are you Bo-wan?
Are you Bo?
Are you?
Like, are you?
Yeah, are you. Like, are you, but instead of are you.
Okay.
F-I-U, B-O, Bo, and then one, number one. F-I-U, B-O, one.
A-Y-U, Bo. Are you both one?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's spot on. Yeah.
Okay. And that is, how are you?
May you live longer. But that is our greeting. That's what they you will see that all the ladies, when they greet you to the hotel, they'll come with their hand like this and then say, are you both one? That's what they're going to do. They're just wishing you. You don't really bow your head. Just
are you both one?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's enough. All right. So thank you, bathroom. How do you say bathroom? Or do you just do the potty dance?
No, just say toilet. Everybody knows what if you say.
How do you say, oh, toilet in English?
Yeah, just say toilet. Everybody knows what toilet is.
How do you say how?
Yeah, I don't think there's a word in Sinhalese for bathrooms.
How do you say how much?
Kira.
Kira?
K-E-Y as key.
P-U-I.
Y-A-Y-A. And D-A. The Kira. Actually, put a T-H-E at the end instead of a D-A. Kira.
Kira.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Kira. Okay. I think Bahomasti. Bahomastuti.
Yeah, that's right.
Ayubo one.
Yes.
Toilet.
Toilet, yes.
Kiyata.
Kiyata.
Okay. Thank you. May you live longer, toilet. And water.
Vatura.
I think
that's all you need.
Okay. And so last two things, what's the best time of year to visit? Because right now we're going based on the kids' school schedule, but I know in that part of the world is very hot. Is there a best time to visit?
Yeah, but this is the time people go to Sri Lanka. This is the season already.
Okay. So I'm guessing all right.
It's because it's not because the weather is great. It's because the weather is just sunny for the white people, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So for us, I'm guessing December is better because the weather is better in December. I'm not sure if it is raining right now. If it is raining, then the weather is better as well. But I'm not really sure the best time to visit Sri Lanka. What's the best time to visit Sri Lanka? Maybe September? I think September.
Okay, so there we're in.
Yeah, because right now, like I said, the beaches are going to be really rough around the best beach areas. Okay. So people travel to the east of Sri Lanka because there's a bay. So the beach is going to be calm. But I think towards the end of the year, the beaches are going to be really calm. That's when you can actually do all the beach activities. Right now, people stay away from the beach.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Let's see. Curious, what is the, if someone wanted to be an expat in Sri Lanka, what would the process be?
Right now, I think Indians can come and work and live in Sri Lanka. I think they had some new reform where they can do that. But it's the same for US citizens as well. But you have to keep renewing your visa. There's no permanent residency given unless you're married to a Sri Lankan. And even then, it's not a very good process because if you can only stay as long as the guy or the girl is there. And if he or she leaves, you have to leave as well. But I may be wrong. I'm not fully up to date about the process.
You have enough to live there.
As a resident. So it doesn't apply to me. As long as you have a Sri Lankan passport, I basically live there. You're referring to an expat, so an outsider who does not have a Sri Lankan passport. So they need to keep renewing their visa.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to see, yeah, if I from the US. So I know you can come to the US on a tourist visa and be a tourist. I know you can come to US on H-1B visa and work.
But you don't get citizenship in USA until 5 years or something like that.
Right.
Sri Lanka, I know that a lot of people come to Sri Lanka to retire. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how that works. And they stay there for an extended amount of time, but I don't know how it works still. Okay. Do they become Sri Lankans? I don't think they do.
All right, so we have to flee the U.S. I don't know. Let's see what this 30-day visa is going to get us. But the process was not too terrible.
That's it. It's in one day, you will get the visa.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for humoring me with this part of the conversation. Hopefully, after we patch everything together, it'll be a wonderful episode. But thank you. And you will officially be the third guy that I've had on the podcast.
Thank you for this great honor.
You're welcome. You're in the top three.
Great. And hopefully I'm the only Sri Lankan as well.
Maybe. I think so. So Priyamal, thank you for joining me on this conversation. Thank you for helping me with trip planning. Thank your entire village, because I swear it took a village to plan this trip. And until next time.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thanks for listening to Start to Finish Motherhood with Aisha. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow Start to Finish Motherhood on Instagram or email me at aisha@starttofinishmotherhood.com. If you love this episode, please share it with anyone who's thinking of becoming a single mother by choice, anyone who's already parenting as a single mother by choice and just looking for advice on navigating it all, or a friend or family member who's looking to support someone else's single mother by choice journey. Until next time, bye now.